This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The death toll from a string of tornadoes in the United States mounted on Sunday. The destruction was the worst in the state of Kentucky, with the death toll from Friday's storms at 80. State Governor Andy Beshear told CNN on Sunday he's certain the death toll will be higher, saying he expects it to even climb past 100. He said Friday's tornado event was the deadliest one the state had ever seen. The violent tornadoes, which are unusual in December, tore a 365-kilometer path through Arkansas, Illinois, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, and Kentucky. 321 kilometers of the destruction took place in Kentucky. In Ethiopia, rebellious Tigrayan forces have recaptured the town of Lalibela, according to witnesses who spoke to Reuters on Sunday. The news came less than 2 weeks after the military and its allies took control of the town as part of a broader offensive that pushed back Tigrayan forces on multiple fronts. Lalibela is famed for its churches carved from rock. It has been designated a UN World Heritage Site. Neither the Ethiopian military nor the TPLF forces responded to Reuters' requests for comment immediately. One of the witnesses who spoke to Reuters said that Amhara forces, who were allied with the Ethiopian government, began leaving Lalibela on Saturday night. And Saudi Arabia approved its 2022 budget on Sunday, projecting a surplus for the first time since oil prices collapsed in 2014. If the projections are realized, it will be the first time the Arab world's largest economy will see a surplus since 2013. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. Three people were killed and six are still missing after a gas explosion late on Saturday caused several residential buildings in the Sicilian town of Ravenusa to collapse. This according to Italian authorities on Sunday. Two apartment blocks in the town of 11,000 people were completely destroyed. Several other buildings partially collapsed in the blast. Firemen are still searching for survivors. The captain of the local fire brigade said Sunday that two people were found alive under the rubble and six people were still missing. A spokesman for Italy's Civil Protection Service said three people had been killed. Earlier, the disaster agency had said four people were killed in the blast. South Africa on Sunday paid an official tribute to F.W. de Klerk, the final president of white rule in South Africa, who freed Nelson Mandela from prison and steered the country from apartheid to democracy. President Cyril Ramaphosa attended one of South Africa's oldest churches in Cape Town on Sunday morning to deliver a eulogy in de Klerk's honor. De Klerk died on November 11th at age 85 following a battle with cancer. He shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Nelson Mandela in 1993. But critics said he was inseparable from his actions during the era of racial segregation or apartheid. In 2020, he denied apartheid was a crime against humanity. He later retracted that statement. And South African President Ramaphosa is receiving treatment for mild COVID-19 symptoms after testing positive on Sunday, according to the Office of the South African Presidency. He's delegated his responsibilities to the deputy president and is self-isolating in Cape Town. The statement said Ramaphosa, who is fully vaccinated, started feeling unwell earlier Sunday after leaving that memorial service in honor of President de Klerk. Ramaphosa said in the statement that his infection should serve as a caution to all South Africans to get vaccinated and remain vigilant against exposure. And in the United States, the top U.S. infectious disease expert on Sunday urged eligible Americans to get booster coronavirus vaccinations to give them the best protection against the new Omicron variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, told ABC's This Week show that Omicron can evade the protection provided by the three vaccines available in the U.S. He said those who want to be optimally protected need to get a booster shot. Fauci said preliminary data show that a booster shot raises the protection level of the vaccine high enough to, quote, do well against the Omicron. Nearly 202 million Americans are considered fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.